Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show on a Friday morning from the beautiful Borgata Hotel Casino in Spot, Atlantic City. I took me a little trek down to the BetMGM Sportsbook just before the show. Gives me the right proper mood, Rhea. I need to have the right mood.
And you know, what is that right mood?
The right mood is that we got a lot of great football coming up, even though I must say, Al, I actually changed the script on today's radio program based on the emotion that I felt for Miss Rhea Hughes. No, not you. You don't have any emotion.
I have a script.
You don't have any script.
Yeah.
At Rhea's emotions changed my script because I need to get it up early in the show because Rhea is verklempt. Rhea is upset, and she should be. Mm-hmm. And Marcus Hayes is here because he is the embodiment of sports columnist emotion. Hi, Marcus.
I'm outraged.
All right. Anyway, we got a lot of ground to cover today. We got great people to cover it with. Al, Mike Lombardi is out at 7 to tackle the Tua controversy. It's a big one.
Yeah.
And to tackle what we are going to start the show with, which was the return of Doug Peterson and the return of Hurricane Ian, because Hurricane Ian is going to have an impact on the game Sunday.
Yeah.
A major one. And this is why I'm beginning the show in an unorthodox manner.
Mm-hmm.
Al, through a quirk in scheduling, we do not have access to our normal meteorological knowledge. But Rhea and I, we're talking yesterday, we went, you know how many amateur weathercasters there are out there in the Delaware Valley?
Yeah, yeah.
I need a few of you to call in right now. Mm-hmm. 215-592-9494. I am not wrong, Alan, suggesting that Hurricane Ian will have a major impact on Sunday's game at the link, correct?
Yeah, because a lot of people play golf on the weekend, so you check the you check Thursday, and so Sunday is going to be windy, so you don't want to golf really because it's like 30-mile-an-hour winds. It's going to rain 30%.
Golfing is obviously
what I'm
key
hoping,
in our mind today.
What I'm hoping is that no one calls in with that. You understand?
Well,
that?
I'm just telling you.
No, no one cares about golf.
I'm telling you, that's the most accurate weather forecast.
It's the only thing that matters.
Fine. If you're a golfing weathercaster and you can gauge wind, let me know. Because it sounds to me like, I just placed the wager.
Yeah.
I placed the wager on the under of the Eagles game,
cool.
45 and a half, because I firmly believe that the wind will have a major role in the game Sunday.
Yeah.
If not the wind, maybe some rain. But the wind, a bigger factor.
Well, the combination is not good.
Muggins will tell you, he's covered football for years. The wind is always a bigger factor than the rain.
Especially for Donovan.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, again, focus on
Donovan.
The now.
Number five will always love you.
All right, anyway.
Like, that was a big issue with Donovan because of his mechanics and the way he threw the football. You were right.
Okay. But it will be a factor, Sunday, regardless. Donovan's gone.
I'm
going to
go make a bet right now.
Mike Lombardi will be out at 7 to tackle all this stuff. Dick Vermeil, Al, who was never fired, will be on at 8 to talk about how Doug Peterson is feeling because he was fired after winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
And he will describe for us how much Doug would like to win Sunday because I know he would because he's a human being.
Yeah.
All right. And then at 9 o'clock, Spike Eskin will be on for a sad tale. Oh. Spike Eskin is the only person in the history of fine gangsta rapper Coolio, who turned off Coolio's mic when Coolio was performing in front of 20,000 people.
My favorite moment in Wing Bowl.
He will tell that story on the air now that he is the program director up at WFAN. He'll also discuss what's going on with Aaron Judge up there, Al.
Yeah.
Because the whole world has stopped in New York to see if he gets the number 62
right.
with the home runs, and now they got to deal with the hurricane. Yeah. And he'll also discuss his favorite player, Ben Simmons.
Oh, boy.
And his second favorite player, James Harden.
And then the guy with that's now an American citizen.
Oh, yeah. And Joel Embiid is now a U.S. citizen.
Nice.
Something more than we could say about our own Keith Jones. And then at 9:40, our TV guy, Jay Black, will be on to discuss, Al, of the fact that horrible broadcasters continue to get major money and ruin our days. And he will talk about Chris Collinsworth. But let us start with this, because we have a very interesting situation. We have been covering all week the return of Doug Peterson.
Yeah.
And it's a huge story, because Doug Peterson got us the only thing no other coach did, and he got us a Super Bowl win, and 3 years later he was fired. But before that, Al, you have a situation because he's got a number one pick quarterback in Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
And Trevor Lawrence has a huge arm, and he's playing very well at 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
But how much is his arm going to matter? Nor is Hurts' arm going to matter if they're trying to throw it to a 35-mile-an-hour wind. And rain. Now, I don't have anything on the wind because that only evolved over the last 24 hours as now Ian has slammed into Florida.
Yeah, now come up to South Carolina, and it's going to affect the Phillies.
It's going to affect the Phillies. They're playing two today. In fact, when I met Al walking in here, and you know what, Al, it's the first thing he said to me, Rhea?
Let's play two.
That's exactly what he said.
Let's lose two.
He watched yesterday's Phillies game, and he said, one game was not enough of that. I need two of that today. And he will get two today. But I asked Jason Kelce when he was out with us yesterday how he feels about playing on a messy field in mud. Mm-hmm. And here's what he said.
I'm fine with mud. I'm not a huge fan of the ball being wet. I don't think anybody is. But everybody's going to be stuck in the same conditions. I don't know what it is. We've always found a way to persevere through those conditions. I remember the Snow Bowl going in. You know, we'll be ready, I'm sure, for no matter what happens. That's one of the beautiful things about football, part of the game. So I enjoy it.
I got to say that is one of the beautiful things about football. If you have tickets to the game Sunday, you don't have to worry about whether they're going to call it off. They're going to play the game.
Yeah.
I don't know what the game will look like in those conditions. Marcus, you cover football for many years. How much can a team prepare for those elements?
You can't. They soak footballs and try to throw footballs when they're wet and things like that. You just can't prepare for the moment where your footing is bad and the ball is muddy and all, you know, it's just you can't prepare for it. You have to persevere through it. And it usually devolves into the kind of football the NFL hates to present.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you have to try to predict what's going to happen. So many people bet now. It's legal. How do you predict that kind of thing? And Trevor Lawrence, I'd say slight advantage Eagles. Because although they haven't used it so far this year, they got to the playoffs last year with their running game. And, Al, you got to figure, right, that they'll go back to more of that in bad conditions Sunday, which I think is one of their strengths.
Isn't that
advantage Eagles?
I'm betting Goddard to get a touchdown.
Goddard. Because it's going to be short passing game. Short passing game. That makes sense. And good runs after the catch.
Yep.
Right? That kind of thing. That also benefits A.J. Brown. I think we are advantage Eagles on the elements. Correct?
A little bit, except if I recall correctly, Mike Caldwell's their defensive coordinator,
right?
Yes, he is,
and he's good.
And he wasn't he on the Buccaneers staff last year that shut down the Eagles' run game?
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, it's a little concerning, but they're also missing, I think they might be missing their top receiver. He's been on the injury report at it late with an ankle injury.
All right. So, I hope he's fine, but not this week.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me give you and then, of course, I can't ignore the element of our Super Bowl winning coach coming back, because he's not only a good coach, he's a good guy. Mm-hmm. And Brenda Gray was talking about facing Doug and how not this day, not Sunday.
I know that he's coming here trying to win. And, you know, it was a bad taste probably in his mouth leaving this place, especially after winning the Super Bowl for the Eagles and the way things went down. But we try not to let him come in. We know we're going to say, hey, get a love, but it's competition, and we got to go out there and we got to get after it. So that's always in the back of my mind that Doug is trying to hurt us out there.
He is, Marcus. Doug got fired after winning the Super Bowl here because he wanted to pick his own assistant. He's mad about that, right?
Well, I mean, that was part of the reason. Carson Wentz got Doug fired.
Oh, yeah. Carson, that's the other part. You're right.
But, yeah, I mean, he's very, very what the Eagles did to him after what he did for them will never be forgiven by Doug Peterson or anybody who supports Doug Peterson.
And he shouldn't, right? Yeah, he shouldn't. Absolutely. It's human emotion.
It was it's the kind of thing, especially with Jeffrey and Howie, he kind of saved their bacon.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they were never less popular than after 2016 when they'd hired the clown of a coach who they fired in 15 for not going to the Christmas party.
Chip Kelly.
And then hired Doug Peterson, which seemed like a relatively sort of pseudo-nepotistic hire, and it wasn't, they were less popular than they had ever been.
He saved their bacon, and then they fired him 3 years later. Lane Johnson was talking about this because, and again, Rhea, I provide a service here.
Is that what you do?
Unlike the actual Eagles fan services that were not aware that the statue was moved to Lot K so people could pose with it. Doug Peterson is coming here. He is, by the way, he has already said, I don't think he's going to check the statue. Yeah. But Lane Johnson referenced it earlier this week.
That's probably a weird feeling seeing a statue of yourself outside of an opposing team's stadium. So that'll be a new feeling for him.
But Doug himself said he has never seen a statue and has no plan to visit it this weekend.
Oh.
Doug, is he Doug there? Number three, Joe.
I don't know. I mean, it could be mixed. You hope it's a good one, obviously, for the things you did there. But I also know that crowd, and they can be a little hostile, and looking forward to that, too.
They booed Santa, right?
Several years ago. No, but, understanding that and having been there and worked there, and you just understand that's, even when I was there and we were winning games or losing games, you were still getting booed. So it doesn't really matter.
And he did say, no statue for him this time. He said, after he's done, he'll check the statue.
Yeah.
But he will not get a mixed reaction. He will get a tremendous ovation, and it is well-deserved. You agree with that, Marcus?
He'll get an ovation, but he's seen the statue.
You think he has?
Come on.
Has there been any statues of you yet, Marcus?
There have not.
It's inevitable.
I'm sure he has miniatures of the statue in every room in his house.
It's inevitable. Listen, I am not getting the response I was hoping. You mean to tell me nobody has listened to this radio program on a Football Friday at 6:11, who is also a weather buff? I'll give you the number again. I need weather amateur prognosticators. I need to know rain, and I need to know wind for Sunday. I do not have access to my own meteorological expert.
Oh, Jonesy had that one kid. He was right on with the hurricane.
He was perfect.
He was perfect on the hurricane.
How about FedEx Tony?
That's his kid, yeah.
His kid was the great. Right?
Yeah, I have people who
work for the Weather Bureau. Yeah. 215-592-9494. I need your input. Because right now, Al, what I have to work with is the say what guy, Dave, and he is not an expert on weather. Hi, Dave.
Hey, well, you saw what happened to the windstorm, right?
I saw that. Dave, are you excited about Sunday?
Hey, listen, first of all, I want to say good morning to you guys.
Yeah.
I'm asking for a dear favor today.
Oh. What do you need, Dave?
Listen, I'm a diehard Batman guy.
Yeah,
and Kelsey, he got to wear the cape this week.
Yeah, he said he would.
Is it any way you could dig up the old Batman song like Batman?
I don't think, Dave. I don't think I have to dig it up. You just did a great rendition of it. That was a great rendition. That's actually from a 1960s TV show starring Adam West. And that was a very catchy theme song.
Let's play that today, man, and throughout your show, and then pass the baton. Let everybody play today, man. Come on, hook me up.
Dave, you're kind of hurting my feelings a little in that.
There we go.
You're trying to program my radio program. That seems. Hold on a minute. Do I hear it now? Am I hearing that?
Yeah.
Wow. You're right, Dave. Apparently, you are programming the show. Does Alan sounds like the say what guy is taking over control of our radio program. So you're a big Batman guy, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. From way back, man.
All right, so tell me something. Jason Kelce would like to be known as Fat Batman. Should we give him that designation?
Yes.
If you say it, we'll do it. He's Fat Batman, and you got your wish today. How's that, Dave?
Say what?
There it is, the say what guy, huh? Dave, of course, weather people.
Well, if Goddard gets
no
that
help.
Pass, that will send Kelce into the Batman cape.
All right. Well, let me just tell you what I did. I'm going to run this by Marcus because he is, I guess, the true football expert here. Marcus, I went over to the BetMGM and I placed a $50 wager.
All right.
Eagles, Jaguars, under 45.5. Ooh. Will I be cashing late Sunday afternoon?
Well, I think so, and it's not because of the reason you think, I think.
Yeah, what do you think?
The Eagles running backs aggregate in three games have 259 rushing yards.
Yeah.
The Eagles are like seventh in the league in rushing, but that's because Jalen Hurts, you know, continues to run.
Yeah.
So it'll be very, very interesting to see if these Eagles can run against the number one ranked rushing defense.
Allowing only 55 yards a game.
3.1 yards per carry. But have they been tested yet? Is this not a better test than they face?
Well,
especially with Hurts running.
That's the question.
Yep.
Will they be tested yet?
Yeah. I think they will. Oh, they will if it's windy. And it's going to be windy. A hurricane is coming up the coast.
That's true.
215-592-9494. We come back. I want you to hear how absurd the coverage of this hurricane has been. Mm-hmm. And we are doing a deep dive, Al, later in this hour into what happened at Tua last night.
Ugh.
Because let me tell you something right now. You talk about scandals in football.
Yep.
That's a scandal in football. He is now officially out with a concussion. We think it might be the second one he got this week. 215-592-9494.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.